Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to Season 2, Episode 58 of Walk and Talk with Avalon. Mindful meditation, mindful motivation, inspiration for your everyday. I'm Avalon, and I'm here to inspire you and get you to think about life from a more mindful way. A little more awareness in the way that you're approaching things and thinking about things. Our video in the links below is a calming pool. Ooh. Take a look and listen and enjoy the sounds of the music and the water. And our thought that goes with this video and this episode is cleanse your mind, body, and soul. Cleanse your mind, body, and soul. Think about that as you watch this, or think about what that means to you to cleanse your mind, body, and soul. When is the last time you took a nice long soak? Whether it's in the pool and enjoying not a swim, but just floating in the water, just being in the water, in a pool, or in a hot tub, or in a spa. When is the last time you gave yourself the opportunity to relax in a bath, in a nice warm bath? Just you, some bubbles, a washcloth, maybe candles, maybe music. Doors locked, and relax for a little you time, cleansing your mind, body, and soul. Or giving yourself the time for meditation. I heard someone just say the other day that they still weren't sure what meditation was, and it isn't always something that has to be religious, but it is, in a sense, spiritual, which is different. Just getting time to focus on the little voice that is within you, that talks to you, that tells you, turn left, turn right, I'm hungry, I need to use the restroom, I need to use the WC now. It's the little voice that says, I'm cold. The one that you talk to and answers back, sometimes out loud and sometimes just in your head. But time to talk to you. Because who's the most important person? I tell you all the time, it's you. And taking care of you. And having the time to cleanse yourself of your thoughts. To relax, to not think of anything but the moment that you're in. Or to relax and think about things that make you happy. A field of flowers. Being out in a boat on the water. Laughing with friends or family. Sitting quietly. Reading a book, sitting quietly, writing or drawing, cleansing your mind without letting the outside world interfere in what's going on with you in your moment. Ah, just the thought of it is making me feel cleansed of mind. Your body. Taking care of your body physically from the outside, that pool, that spa, that bath, washing your hair, brushing your teeth, those things that need to be taken care of the outside. But your body isn't just the outside, it's the inside. Drinking your water, making sure that you're having enough water for your size person every day. Whether that's 6 cups, 6 pints, but drinking enough to cleanse your body. And sometimes taking a day where you're not eating any manufactured foods, where everything is fresh, fresh fruit. Your vegetables are fresh. You're not eating any processed breads or meats, but just fresh from the earth, just a day even, to cleanse your body from the inside in a natural way. And your soul, what makes it happy? That talking to yourself, that releasing all that negativity and bringing yourself back to a positive space. How do you do that for yourself? What makes you happy to bring yourself to that positivity in your soul, that yearning that you have? Maybe it's to reach out to somebody. Maybe it's to find your solace and quiet away from somebody or from everybody for a little while. What are you doing at least once a week for you? Remember, there's a lot of time, 24 hours in a day, multiply that by 7. You've got time to take an hour for you. There's nothing wrong with scheduling yourself 1 hour of you time to cleanse your mind, body, and soul. You need to re-energize and re-up yourself to make a happier, better you so that you can get on and get on with your day, get on with your world, get on with your week to the next week. Maybe it's a Sunday night ritual. Maybe it's a Friday ritual, a Saturday morning, so that you can start fresh after a work week if you work a Monday through Friday. Or it can be anytime. It can be a Wednesday when things might be your weekend or it might be your toughest part of the week, to find time to relax, to rejuvenate, and to rest. It's important for you to give to yourself and take care of yourself first. Schedule it for yourself. That is my task for you. Oh, but once a week is too much. Is it though? Is it really too much? You take a shower every day? Well, extend that time to an hour instead of 5, 10, 15 minutes of you time. Block it out. Tell the people you live with, oh, this is my time. Leave your phone, unless you're playing music on it, away from you. And take that time to rejuvenate, because you are important, and taking care of this case that encases your mind and your soul, this body, needs some refreshing, and it will thank you. It will thank you for taking care of it. Even for people who like to get massages, taking care of that body, taking that you time. You can do it once a week for you. Maybe it's something as simple as painting your nails. It can be anything that takes care of you and allows you a little escape to quiet yourself, to quiet your senses, to quiet the space within, so that you can deal with the outside a little better, a little happier, a little more oomph in your step, so you can bring your best self out there to others. Bring your best self to this game of life, because you deserve to be your best self. And we all want to see you in your best light. feeling great. My friends, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon. And take that time to schedule your mind, body, and soul relaxation. Until next time, be well.